Hello and welcome to Finch Shots Daily. In today's episode, we see the debate surrounding bank privatization. Before we start today's episode, we have a quick announcement from the team at Finch Shots. We have recently launched a new endeavor called Ditto Insurance to help people purchase health and life insurance for themselves and their families. Ditto comes with a spam-free guarantee and we answer your queries free of cost, even if you don't buy insurance from us. So head over to Ditto Insurance now for unbiased, personalized insurance advice. The link is in the description below. On 19th July 1969, as the world waited with bated breath for the first humans to land on the moon, India was busy dabbling in a historic event of its own, setting the wheels in motion to nationalize 14 commercial banks across the country. In one extraordinary move, the government took over private-owned banks in India that accounted for nearly 85% of the country's deposits. But 50-odd years later, the government may now be set to reverse that decision. Yes, there are rumors suggesting that the government may privatize all public sector banks soon, and we need to talk about it. Now, obviously, this won't happen overnight, and one could argue it may never happen at all. But the government has indicated in the past they have no business running a business. So there is a case to be made that a privatization drive might be around the corner. But before we dive into this matter, let's rewind a bit to see why banks were even nationalized in the first place. In three words, private bank failures. You see, a whopping 665 private banks failed in the period between 1947 and 1969. And people began losing faith in the country's banking system, and private banks weren't exactly aiding the cause in a big way either. They weren't granting enough loans to farmers, they weren't sanctioning credit lines to small industries, and generally, they were ignoring a large part of rural, unbanked India. And so the government stepped in to bridge the gap. However, things are very different now, especially since the liberalization reforms of 1991. The private sector came through in a big way while PSBs languished. Their market share dropped to 60%, but more worryingly, the spate of bad loans grew with some of the biggest defaults rocking the space. For instance, you had the jeweler Mehul Choksi fleeing the country after he defaulted on a 13,500 crore loan. Then there was the Diamond Dyer, Nirav Modi, who got away with fraudulent credit worth 14,000 crore rupees. And of course, the famous case of Liquor Baron, who was accused of defaulting on loans worth 9,000 crore rupees. And the common thread tying these separate incidents? Public sector banks. They were the biggest lenders in most of these cases. And as a consequence of poor decision making, the government had to infuse 3.10 lakh crore rupees in the last 5 years to keep these banks afloat. It was a black hole, one that sucked taxpayer money by the billions. So you can see why the government wants to privatize these banks and wash their hands of these mammoth institutions. But the only problem with this argument, bad loans and corporate governance isn't just a PSB problem. Remember Yes Bank? That was a private sector bank that capitulated in a spectacular manner. And if Yes Bank seems like a minor hiccup, do you remember ICICI Bank? A few years ago, the former CEO was accused of extending loans worth nearly 2,000 crore rupees to a corporate house that had business links with her spouse. And lest we forget several private NBFCs that have gone under because they weren't prudent enough. So privatization alone won't solve the banking quagmire. And then there's something else that we haven't even considered here at all. PSBs have a distinct social agenda. First, there's financial inclusion. PSBs make up nearly 85% of the total rural branches in the country, and it enjoys a similar share when it comes to ATM deployments in these areas. They reach people in the most remote corners of India. The private sector would never go here because it would be an entirely loss-making proposition. Then, there's the role it plays in social welfare schemes like the PM Jan Dhan Yojana. Overall, the scheme has aided the opening of over 44 crore bank accounts, but private sector banks contributed a measly 3% to this figure. Don't forget that these bank accounts play a vital role in helping people access subsidy benefits from the government as well. Finally, there's also employment. Over the decades, PSBs have also been a strong source of employment, with lakhs of Indian youth vying for a coveted bank job. But just the recent state of consolidation of PSBs has effectively shuttered nearly 3,000 branches. And the number of employees has also dropped from 8.5 lakhs in 2017 to 7.7 lakhs in 2021. There's also the trust deficit with private institutions. People still prefer putting their hard-earned money in a bank that is backed by the government. And while the government might want to profess the government has no business to be in business, things aren't always that black and white. Which means we have to ask, what's the solution to this big debate on bank privatization then? Well, it's tough to say for sure. Maybe we need to experiment a little and let the data decide. As former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan wrote in the book, What the Economy Needs Now, quote, there certainly is a case to experiment by privatizing one or two mid-sized public sector banks and reducing the government's stake below 50% for a couple of others, while working on governance reforms for the rest. Rather than continuing a never-ending theoretical debate, we will then actually have some evidence to go on, unquote. Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.